National Party says it will solve Wellington's transport problems and dig a second Mount Victoria tunnel. The party has announced a $4 billion package for Wellington and the Hutt Valley as part of its wider $31 billion transport infrastructure program. But Labor is hitting back at the election policy. Here's our political reporter, Charlie Drever.
National MPs are hitting the campaign trail and sticking to the same track. In Auckland, the party is pledging to dig a tunnel under the harbour. And today in Wellington, leader Judith Collins sets her sights on a second Mount Victoria tunnel.
We need more. I love this. I mean, tunnels, yes, excellent.
It also wants a second terrace tunnel and would underground State Highway 1 through Te Aro. On top of that, it has promised rapid transport between the airport and the Wellington CBD via buses or trackless trams and a new highway connecting Seaview and Lower Hutt to the north of Wellington. National's leader Judith Collins says transport is the number one problem facing the region and is confident the party's 20-year plan will fix it.
Wellington has the worst traffic in Australasia for a city under 1 million people. Wellingtonians spend more time sitting in traffic than people from Brisbane, a city five times its size, and that is a disgrace.
Currently, transport governance is shared between city and regional councils. National's transport spokesperson Chris Bishop says the party plans to change that by creating a new Wellington Transport Agency.
Transport in Wellington has been a debacle for far too long. We only have to look at the lasagna of failure 2 years ago with the buses in Wellington that Nicola in particular did a lot of work on to know that. We had them before the select committee, the regional council turned up and blamed the city council, then the city council turned up and they blamed the regional council.
Labor's transport spokesperson Phil Twyford agreed a new agency could be a good idea if the councils agreed. But he wasn't having a bite of the lasagna claim. Instead, serving this up to National.
I would say the National Party cooked that lasagna. The bus catastrophe that happened over the last couple of years was a direct result of the PTOM, the Public Transport Operating Framework, that National legislated, and we'll be fixing it.
He also questioned how the National Party will pay for an extra $31 billion in its infrastructure program, on top of what Labor has already committed to.
They've promised to cut transport revenue by $3 billion, and they're not telling Kiwis how they're going to fund these massive promises. What projects are they going to cut?
Phil Twyford says Labor is committed to a second Victoria tunnel. However, it had previously pushed back construction to 2029. Mr. Twyford said a second terrace tunnel is not a priority. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Charlie Drever, DNA.